This is episode 355 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back. This is Alex Pardo. Excited to get rocking here on another Flip Empire podcast show. Before we get going, I really appreciate those of you who have taken the time to submit a rating and review. We have 155, I believe, five-star ratings and reviews. So I appreciate every single one of you for taking a minute or two to do that. Really, really impacts the show positively. So thank you for doing that. And also thank you for those of you who have taken the time to reach out to me and just kind of share, you know, what the podcast has done for you or, you know, what it's done for your business. That means the world to me. And that gives me the fuel and energy to just double, triple down on this and keep going. So really appreciate everything that, you know, that I just appreciate you and tuning in and subscribing to the show and taking the time to share it with your network as well. So my friends, I want to talk to you today about, and I want to cover, this might be the first of several episodes I do on lead management, effective lead management, and how you can get more out of your existing leads. So here's the first thing, you know, that I want to talk about is your lead generation and your marketing efforts should never stop, right? That's a mistake that I think I have definitely made in the past. And most seasoned investors that I talk to at one point or another have made the mistake, especially when they're a one man or a one woman show where, you know, they get so busy working certain leads and opportunities and they turn off the marketing, right? That's a no-no. You definitely don't want to do that. Or, you know, funds get tight and you completely turn off the marketing. That's also something you don't want to do, you know, because that's the lifeblood of your business. That's what's going to continue to give you opportunity. Having said that, more isn't always more, if that makes any sense. What I mean by that is that I guarantee you, if you're listening to this and you've been marketing, you have existing opportunities in your database, in your pipeline, in your CRM that you have yet to monetize. And so while you want to keep the marketing engine going and you want new opportunities, make sure you're not neglecting the existing leads that you've already paid hard-earned money for. Make sure that you're doing everything to maximize your ability to monetize those leads. If you're a one-trick pony, right? If you're just, let's say you're a wholesaler, and that's all you do, wholesale, and the only way you can help the seller is by buying a property 50, 60, 70 cents in the dollar, I guarantee you there's money in your system and you either need to add new ways to help sellers or you need to outsource those leads or partner with somebody that has the tools and the resources to help the seller. So for example, if the only way you can help a seller is buying really, really cheap, you're only going to capture a tiny, tiny percentage of the opportunities that come into your world. However, if you have the ability to list a property, right, with an agent, maybe you're an agent or maybe you have an agent on your team, or maybe you outsource that lead to an agent and you get a percentage of their commission, assuming you have a license, of course. If you're able to work out something, if you're able to list a property, if you're able to buy on terms, you know, i.e. seller financing, if you understand how to create a deal structure, and you understand that you can pay sellers in many cases what they want if they're willing to work with you on terms, that can actually be wholesaling on steroids, meaning you can get paid up front, you can get paid cash flow, and you can get paid later on in the back end. I mean, if you don't know seller financing and creative deal structuring, that's something this year that we've been focused more learning about. Eddie Speed, a buddy of mine who is like one of the ninjas and experts when it comes to seller financing, I'm going to be interviewing him shortly, and I look forward to releasing that episode. That is definitely an area where all of you need to sharpen the sword on is creative financing, and there's other things like novations, you know, and this episode's not to get into novations, but that's essentially a legal way to wholesale to an end retail buyer who's going to get a loan. Right? It's an A to C transaction. So there's multiple ways that you can help sellers. You can buy low and quick for cash. You can list a property if they need retail. You can buy on terms, right? Depending on their situation. And there's also the novation play. Those are four different ways you can help sellers. Many people, and we've been guilty of this, is just being a one-trick pony where, you know, if you can't buy the house cheap, then it goes back into your follow-up system and it's a missed opportunity. So that's the first thing to just assess. You know, one of the things I like to do is I like to look at myself as a paid consultant of my own business. If I was coming in from the outside and I was looking at my business with a fresh set of eyes, where would I find the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats? You know, your classic SWOT analysis from business management, right? Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So if you were a paid consultant to your own business, what are your strengths? Where are you weak or vulnerable? What are the opportunities that exist within your business and outside of your business, maybe in your market? And then what are the threats? You know, Mark Cuban, Shark Tank, that's a show my wife and I like to watch. Mark Cuban's always talking about you have to operate your business 24/7 as if someone is out there trying to put you out of business. And that's a very extreme example, but you know, I think the logic behind it makes a lot of sense. Is you can't rest on your laurels, and you have to make sure that your business is insulated from as much risk as possible. So let's talk about lead management here. Now that I've set the groundwork that it's not always about generating more, but making sure that you're maximizing and capitalizing on the existing leads you have. We talked about the different ways at a high level that you can help sellers. One of the big mistakes I see people make that you don't want to do, in my opinion, is you don't want to drive these leads to a pre-recorded voicemail, and or you don't want to drive them to a company that essentially just is like an order intake type person. Because those companies, in my experience, are not going to do a very good job of building rapport. They're not going to go deep with certain questions. They're just there to collect some information and pass it along to you. If you're spending money on marketing and the phone rings, pick up the phone. Get someone on your team to pick up the phone. That's one of the KPIs that we were looking at, is what percentage of calls during business hours we were taking live. And our goal was 90%. And you know, we're hovering, especially when we were doing a lot more marketing last year. You know, we were sending out 30,000+ pieces a month. This year, we've just significantly reduced that number. You know, we were hovering between like 74 and 79% answering live during business hours. I'm okay if you want to send those calls to a good service like Call Porter. We've never used them, but I've heard good things about them. If you want a connection to those guys, reach out to me. I'm happy to put you in contact with them. Again, never used them, but I've heard good things about them. After hours or weekends, something like that, if you want to send them to a company like that, I'm cool with that. But during business hours, you want to make sure that you're taking as many calls live as possible. When you take these calls live, make sure that whoever's processing the calls doesn't sound scripted. Make sure that, you know, they're setting the advanced agreement, they're going through agenda, time frame, the outcome. I mean, you know, your typical classic John Martinez type tools, which, by the way, we have an episode here, a new one with John Martinez that we're going to be publishing pretty soon. If you guys go to flipempire.com in the search bar, just type in John Martinez. I think I've had him on the show two or three times. Awesome guy, just a ninja with sales, and he's had a big impact on our business. So look forward to that. But, you know, make sure that in addition to just lead management and processing and taking them through a script that doesn't sound like you're a robot or rehearsed, but it just sounds, you know the script so well, it's natural and the script goes deep. It really depends on your model. Are you trying to do deals on the phone and it's a quick 5 to 10 minute conversation? That's one approach. But if you're trying to get face-to-face with sellers and you're trying to get deep on a call, I have found 12 to 20 minute phone calls with these sellers gives you enough time to get into problem, impact, picture perfect, go deep enough, build rapport, and not be tied up on the phone for an hour plus. Okay. I think that can be accomplished in a 12 to 20 minute conversation. It's very, very important. Just, and this sounds obvious, but I can't tell you how often, you know, we have dropped the ball on doing this, is making sure that you're getting the seller's mobile number, you know, confirm get their cell phone. Why? Because now you can communicate with them via text moving forward. We have automated follow-up sequences in our system that can automatically stay in contact with sellers through text message, etc. We always get permission. Of course, I'm not an attorney or anything like that. I'm not giving you legal advice. So always, you know, consult with a professional like that. But make sure you get permission to, you know, communicate with them moving forward. Always get their email address. You know, we have a Zapier that whenever we put an email into a certain field, it automatically gets put into our autoresponder series. And it's a 52-week autoresponder series that, you know, stays in contact with the seller on a weekly basis, drives them to our website, provides some content, i.e. value on the home selling process, et cetera. So always make sure you get their mobile, make sure you get their email. One of the things that we have implemented is when we follow up in the morning, if we get a voicemail, we change the status to essentially indicate to the lead manager to follow up later on in the day. You know, we have found that our connect ratio goes up between 3 and 7, 3 and 8 p.m. versus in the morning or at lunch. So you always want to, you know, inspect what you expect. You know, if you have a lead manager, this was one of the challenges we had a couple of months ago, is our lead manager was reporting back to us, letting us know that most of her day was spent leaving voicemails. And she was having very minimal, what we call meaningful conversations with sellers, with actually have properties. I mean, you don't need a person to just leave voicemails. And there's more effective ways to do it. And so one of the things we did immediately was we shifted her schedule so that the bulk of her hours were spent later on in the afternoon, early evening, and we saw an uptick in our opportunity. So those are just a few of the things I want to highlight here on this particular episode. Again, this will probably be the first of several that I just do on lead management and some best practices. There's so much to get into, and I've barely scratched the surface. But I just wanted to offer you a few nuggets that hopefully hopefully can have a positive impact on your lead management and follow-up. One of the things we'll be discussing on a future episode is quality control. Earlier this year, we hired a lead audit manager. So somebody to do quality control on your calls, listening to your calls, coaching them, et cetera. So that's probably what we will tackle on the next episode. I'll leave you here with that. Reach out if you have any questions. I look forward to connecting with you. And again, I really, really appreciate you for subscribing, taking the time to listen to me. And I'm excited about the upcoming episodes we have. Got some awesome, awesome guests lined up. And I got some cool content I'm going to be sharing for you. So make sure you stay tuned in. Talk to you soon. This show is sponsored by Ascend, our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.